Welcome everybody to Toronto, BMO Field, the site of MLS Cup 2010. With us here now are representatives of the Eastern Conference champion Colorado Rapids. We have head coach Gary Smith, captain and midfielder Pablo Mastroianni, and forward Omar Cummings. We'll start with an opening comment from the coach.
Well, it's been a very nice morning to... Oh, sorry. It's been a very nice morning to get out and get our first bit of physical work done in Toronto. The weather has been very kind to us, and I think we're all delighted to be able to get on the stadium field. Gives us a bit of an opportunity to do some work and to feel the environment and surface that we're going to run into at the weekend. Unfortunately, it was a bit bubbly this morning. I don't know whether Dallas did a particularly good job of cutting the surface up so that we didn't have much to play on, but maybe that was Shellis's plan, get on there early and give us some problems. But we've had a decent workout, and I think everyone's feeling that much better about themselves.
Great. If you'd like to ask a question, just raise your hand and wait for the mic to arrive. We'll start over here on the left. Gary, can you just tell us a little bit about what you saw in Marvell that made you think he'd be a better center back than where he was previously right back?
I think given the times that I've seen him play, his defensive qualities had always been very, very good. Not just his asset of his pace, but very strong and competitive individual and very durable. He played a good amount of games for Toronto, so it was fairly evident that in a good defensive position he was able to deal with those, you know, knocks and bumps and bruises that you get from being a, you know, competitive defender. I always felt and looked at the individual and thought he might be able to do a good job in the middle, because he leaps like a stag, you know. He gets off the floor extremely well, and in 1v1 situations, he's very, very good. I don't think his assets are getting forward, although he can do it, and he enjoys doing it when he's playing right back. I always felt that his defensive qualities lent itself to maybe being okay in the middle. He's proved me right. I mean, I was, you know, it was always that chance that it wasn't going to quite work out that way. But I think he's made a very easy and simple transition into that centre-back position.
Down here in the front.
Gary, what do you hope comes from this run by the Rapids in terms of the organization and the city and in terms of soccer?
Personally, there's some silverware at the end of it now. For the organization, it's lovely publicity, and I think it starts to give the team and the club a better standing maybe in the MLS, because the past has been you know, somewhat barren with success, and I have to say with probably quality of play. That has been improved. These two guys here are testimony to that, and I hope all in all that as we all move forward, the community, the fans, and, you know, our supporters in Denver are going to come out in their hordes to push us on as the seasons unfold in the future.
In the middle room.
Omar, can you talk about that the relationship that you have with Connor and how long that has developed? Obviously, it's so tough to find a successful strike partnership, and how you guys have matured over the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, as you said, you know, our partnership has grown in the last couple of years, and we just try to improve on that each year. We do stuff, what we do well, we try to do, and stuff we don't do so well, we try to improve upon. And we just try to build as we go.
Pablo, sort of following up on what Gary just said, you've been in Colorado a long time. And he's, I guess, played through a lot of those barren years that he talked about. How frustrating has it been to see that the club sort of hasn't gotten the traction in Denver that maybe he deserves, that maybe the demographics of the city and the popularity of the sport in the city might suggest it should? And what do you think this run will do, or will it have an effect on sort of helping this franchise turn the corner?
You know, I think it's been tough over the years, obviously not getting the kind of support from the community, but I think like any other city, big city or small, everyone wants to be associated with the winner. And so for us, this is a good opportunity to do that. I think, you know, in years past when we came to the playoffs, we found ourselves somehow beating, you know, the first seed, it was Dallas the last couple times, and find ourselves in the Western Conference playoffs, and it was like, you know, how did we get here? You know, the pieces didn't add up, and I think for this year, from the first game forward, it was pretty much that the feeling that we had a solid team, we had a direction, we had a belief, and so, you know, I'm really excited about the prospects of this game and just the whole attitude of the team and the organization, and you know, in that last game against San Jose, to see the people come out in sub 40 degree weather on a Saturday night when there's other sports teams in the area playing and really support us and be that 12th man was I think an indication of you know. The town starting to, you know, support the Rapids.
Well, while you were having a successful career, while you played in the World Cup and a lot of things were happening to you personally, you then had to continue to come back to a team that wasn't sort of performing at maybe the same level. How frustrating was that? How often did you wonder if things might be different for you if you were elsewhere?
You know, to be honest, I mean, that goes to your head. You're playing teams like Germany and having decent results against some of the best teams in the world with the national team and then coming back, and it was just like, you know, there's 1,500, 2,000 people in Invesco Field, which if you guys have been there, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, you know. So I think those are just the mental battles that all players have to deal with, especially as the league's continuing to grow. But I think we've come to a point now with the Seattles and Philadelphia's and next year, you know, Vancouver and Portland that are going to have great fan support. And so you see things turning in the right direction, and I hope that, you know, this run this year for the Rapids is a catalyst for that in our hometown.
Second row over there.
This question is for Gary and Pablo. Just talk about the midseason arrival of Mullen and what he's been able to give your team, especially you know heading into the playoffs and beyond.
I think I've said on a couple of occasions that Brian had been an individual when I very first came to the MLS that stood out as a wide player. And predominantly because he was a two-way player. He wasn't just creative. He had a very good understanding of what was demanded of him defensively. And I think the additions of Brian and Mac right on the transfer deadline day not only gave us some more strength, I think it gave the group and certainly you know, the club a lift. And there were, you know, two very different types of players, of course, but I think the emphasis then could be very much seen that we were trying to do everything we possibly could to, you know, to enhance the run we were on and try and be as successful as possible, you know, in the coming months or coming couple of months. So I think most importantly of all, it was just a very big lift for everyone. And Brian's come in and has been exactly what, you know, has given him four cup final appearances.
Pablo?
Yeah, I think from the player's perspective, it was just nice to bring that experience and that level of belief or that level of confidence in the playoffs. And he's been there before. And I think those are some of the intangibles that you go that helps you gain momentum when you first get into the playoffs. There's the intangibles become the most important thing because at that point, teams are both in form. It's the little things, and I think that his level of experience brought a little bit more belief to the team. And you know, we've been a real good group since he's been along.
One on the far left.
For Gary and Pablo, what sort of defensive challenges does David Ferreira present for you guys?
Quite a number. I mean, he's a very good player. He is, however, just one player. The moment that he turns into two, we have an even bigger problem. But he's very talented. he's very confident, and the role that he plays, he's very elusive. And I think we've seen just recently some very, very good performances from him. And on occasions when some individual brilliance could be the difference between lifting the cup and not, you know, he's going to be one of those names on the tip of people's tongues to make a difference. You know, there's all sorts of ways of adapting your team and changing to your opponent's style and individuals within the defending group that make a difference. You know, we've played them twice already this year. We matched them up, I believe, remember, in Dallas, and I thought it worked quite well for a good period. When we went 4-4-2, I thought we looked a little bit more exciting as the game unfolded. And, you know, we'll see come the weekend whether or not we've got our plan right. But, you know, we have enough bodies in our group that are good enough at their job, and probably, just as importantly, comfortable about what they're doing and how they're going to approach the game against Dallas. And, you know, maybe they'll have a few people on our team that they need to worry about as well.
How about your thoughts on Ferreira?
Yeah, I just think he's one of those players, like Gary said, that I think he can change the game at any minute, and I think everyone's well aware of that. And, you know, the way we've approached the two games in the midseason is the same way we're approaching this game. So.
Let's go
to
the second round here.
Gary, can you talk about the play of Matt Pickens this season, sort of his maturation since coming back from England?
Again, he's one of a number of players that have been at the club now for a couple of seasons or more, and his development has continued. And that year out for him, I think, had a bearing on a couple of injuries he had last year, and maybe the odd little dip in form. But most importantly for the group, and of course for him, I think he's become so much more consistent, and that's probably come with being fit and playing regularly and being the first choice on a consistent basis. I mean, I've said before, he has all the assets that you could ever want for a top class goalkeeper. You know, he's a 6'3" strapping guy, he's agile, he makes good choices, good decisions, his distribution's decent. The only thing he hasn't got going for him is that silly beard. But, you know, that's his personal choice. But as a player, he's, you know, we're pleased to have him. And he certainly had a very, very good season.
Let's go here in the front.
Pablo, along the lines of what you were asked before, considering the downs that you've, you know, sort of experienced with this franchise, how redeeming is it to climb the ladder and score a postseason goal, get to MLS Cup with Colorado, as opposed to perhaps doing it somewhere else?
Well, you know, I just think that this year, like I said, from day one, you realize whether or not you have a good team, or you're going to be a part of a good team, and I think it becomes very evident. And so, just being a part of something where you believe every day you're coming to training that you actually have a chance to win, and not win the MLS Cup, but you're winning the next weekend. And I think that was another perspective that wasn't taken for granted. That, you know, every game was going to be a battle, and we prepared for every game as such. And when that weekend came, whether we won or lost, the mentality never changed. We never got down. We never questioned ourselves. It was always work towards the next week. And I just think that that type of a mentality was something that we haven't had in the past. And so, you know, all the success the team had this year was just, I think it was just this common belief that we could do it. And whether Omar was scoring, whether Connor was scoring, Jeff, you know, Wells, whoever was coming in, just, it was, we didn't know where we were always going to get our goals from, you know, how are we going to do it, some games. But someone always stepped up because they believed in what we were doing. And so I'm just so excited for the group of guys that have been battling all year, and just excited about the, like I said, the prospects of this opportunity.
We have a second row here.
Pablo, you know that this question is obviously for you, in Spanish. ¿Cómo llega el equipo? ¿Cómo me refiero al nerviosismo que hay en el equipo para enfrentar una final? ¿Cómo están lidiando ustedes con eso, con la emoción de jugar esa final?
Pues, sabes, este equipo tenemos
Estamos preparados físicamente, mentalmente también estamos bien fijos. Esperamos que el equipo de Dallas va a ser un desafío grande para el equipo, pero tenemos mucha experiencia en nuestro equipo y espero que salimos jugando el mismo estilo de fútbol que hemos jugado todo el año, con mucha confianza y con un poco de suerte, que creo que podemos sacar el resultado que estamos buscando.
Bueno, y tú eres uno de los jugadores más experimentados del equipo. ¿Tú cómo haces para motivar a los jugadores que están un poquito más jóvenes y están en esa instancia, que están más nerviosos?
Pues lo importante para los jugadores más jóvenes es para mantener los nervios, porque creo que están tan exagerados con el momento, con el MLS Cup, la primera vez. Es importante decirle que es otro partido, que hay que seguir jugando de la misma forma y de una manera u otra vamos a sacar el resultado.
In the back.
Okay. Coach Smith, I just wanted to ask you, what is it about soccer that allows guys who are not tall, guys who are not super muscular, skinny guys or short guys to succeed? What is it about the game?
It's a game where, you know, a lot of different body types can still be successful because of the athleticism needed in some cases, the balance and the individualism in others, and you know, across the board, it is about having a flexible and balanced group. And you know, over the years, we've seen teams that run out with 6-foot-plus guys all around the field, so they become strong and very physically capable. But on any given day, they can be outplayed by a 5-foot-2, you know, individual, technically gifted team that maintain possession of the ball. There's no set way of succeeding in this game, and I think it gives a lot of people a very nice opportunity to make a bit of a name for themselves.
Question for Coach Smith and then for Pablo. Coach Smith, Connor sounded out there that he's not thinking about national team anymore. He's done with the national team. When he doesn't get picked to the World Cup, what kind of job did you need to do to lift him up? How down was he?
Well, of course, he was very disappointed, you know, missing out on the World Cup. It's not something that you necessarily take lightly. But he's a good professional. He realised that there was still a fabulous opportunity in front of him with his club team. But for some opportunity himself to have some downtime and to just reflect on, you know, how he was going to move forward, I think there wasn't a huge job to do. I think you've seen that in his play, the goals that he scored, and of course now he'll be part of hopefully a very successful team this year, and no better way of finishing the season off than to lift another cup.
Pablo, Dario Sala, the last time Dallas and Colorado played was back in 06, ended in a penalty kick shootout. You had the last PK, brawl ensues at the end. Dario Sala was still bitter about it and how that ended.
He's blaming you.
What are your memories from the game? I mean, do you still think there's that spark between those two teams fitting back to it?
No, it was just it was a moment. It was. I don't know how I'm getting thrown into this thing. I didn't throw any punches. I remember scoring and celebrating with the guys. And then I looked over and there was a brawl. So I don't know how I had anything to do with it, but. Whatever it is, what it is. I mean, that was then. This is now. Two different teams, two different coaches, two different mindsets, and hopefully the same result.
Let's go to the second row over here.
For Gary, can you talk a little bit about Anthony Wallace and about what you saw in him to bring him over here, and what you've seen from him? He's matured into a starter.
Well, he's a very well balanced lad. That natural left foot always gives balance to the team. He's got nice athleticism, and of course he's a young guy, so there's a lot of potential there. we ourselves had a young left back in Danny Earls who did a terrific job early part of the season, but competition is something that you know any coach is looking for. And at that point, Anthony was available because of the way that Dallas were blessed with left backs at the time. Anthony was somebody that I'd seen, you know, on not many occasions in match play because he hadn't played that many times, but we'd seen him in reserve games and, you know, around the league at certain points. And I just felt that he'd fit quite nicely into the group. Good personality, good character, which is, of course, a very important part of building a team as well. And he's done just that.
Okay, I think we have time for one more. Right here, in the front.
Okay, I got a couple of questions for you, Omar. What is it about you and Connor that makes you guys so successful?
Don't tell.
But I just think we work for each other very well. Whether I'm scoring goals or he's scoring goals or, you know, assists we've given each other, we never stop working for each other. So, and that goes around the team. But on any given day, you know, how are you feeling? You know, what's going on? Maybe not so good? All right, no problem. You know, we just work for each other and try to make the best of it each game.
I guess that kind of leads me to my last one. What is it in his strengths that suit your skill set so well?
Definitely kind of draws a lot of pressure. When he's there in the middle, and I know once the ball is going to him, he can make a flick, he can control it, contain it, you know, pass it off to guys like Pablo and Jeff, and I can make the run off him. So I think that's a balance we've had all season and even last year, and it's been working.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.